This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have to do a little bit of a Lou Holtz gut check. Are you that exceptional American? I know that you are. If you are born in this country and you're a citizen of this country, guess what? You are an exceptional American. Get over it and wear it with pride. Just visit another country. And you'll see. You'll see in a heartbeat what it means to be an exceptional American. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about what's going on with all those fires in California. Mm-hmm. 64 fires, as we discovered yesterday. 64 fires set really within a few hours of one another. I know the winds were blowing, but you know, this is Northern California and Southern California. The same, don't you love it when a plan comes together? I find it very odd, don't you? And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is odd. Anyway, a lot of other things that are odd. Jesus Campos. He was the security guard that was, upstairs and was apparently shot and wounded, yet we've heard nothing from this hero. We've heard nothing from Jesus Campos. Now he does not work at the Mandalay Bay. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. He doesn't work there. He's delisted, I guess, as an employee. I wonder what that was all about. And then the story changes. The story changes regarding the timeline, or the original story that came out of the sheriff last week. And I was praising, by the way, you may recall this. I'm not letting anybody off. I was praising the actions of the sheriff Lombardo. By the way, I think he's a decent man. I don't think the FBI thinks so much that he's a decent man. But I was praising him for being so out front. Different kind of sheriff. I mean, he's out there talking. He's thinking. He's trying to process this thing like anybody else. Then all of a sudden the FBI shows up. Oh yeah. It's a different ball game. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing. Not at all. Not even remotely close at all is that a good thing. So the FBI shows up, and all of a sudden, stories start to change. And, of course, the original story about this Jesus Campos, the big hero, was that as the shooting was happening, he happens in and breaks up the shooting. And what happens is that apparently the shooter, purportedly Stephen Paddock, sprays the walls, and Campos gets injured. But, you know, hold on to everything. Apparently, that stopped the shooting. Really? Wow, what a hero. All those machine guns, all of a sudden, it just stopped. Oh, my God. It just stopped. What a hero. Don't you want to see the hero? Well, I don't know if you want to see the hero. Well, especially if you're somebody who might be affiliated with, say, MS-13. Or, even better yet, ISIS. Or how about those Subuds? Do you want to see this guy? He's all decked out in his uniform. I mean, I don't know if it's a uniform or not. I'll let you be the judge. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see his shot, his facial features. You can see how he's addressed, how appropriately he is for the mosque. We got to call it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. He looks like it. And, of course, it's mysterious that he's... And, of course, we're hearing stories. Long before we saw his picture, I might add, we were telling you who was involved because our sources are saying ISIS is involved. And all about this other little Nazi group called Antifa. Do not let the Nazis off the hook here. Antifa is involved in this play. So what is going on? The onion has been chopped. It's been diced. It's been sliced. No longer are we peeling back the sections of the onion, per se. No, we've got what I call the news stream media. We've got the citizen journalists on the case. And we are it's almost comedic. Break out the popcorn and the soda if it wasn't about 58 people dying and over 500 wounded. Now, are you ready for this one? The distraction away from Mandalay Bay has been the California fires. How convenient. 64 fires break out within hours of one another, north and south of California, east and west. Mostly west, I might add. Mostly on the western side, where the old California will be. Because, you know, there's New California. In New California, 40 counties, 42 counties. We're still dickering with two counties. And in the old California, the original California that's left, the 18 counties, all these fires just suddenly break out. Boy, did we forget about Mandalay Bay? No, we did not. And we're not. And now what we're going to do. Are you ready for this? These are headlines from our very own Chris Street, by the way, from Breitbart, and what we know. The original headlines read this morning, 240 missing in California wine country. 240 are missing. If there are 240 dead people because of this, it's going to be a serious natural disaster, don't you think? Possibility, yes. However, good news, from what we've been hearing, and I've been literally hearing in my headset here, that Adam Housley has been reporting from Fox News that they've accounted for at least 40 of these people. So now we're down to 200 that are missing. Of course, it's very chaotic there. We're talking about in Napa County. We're talking about in Sonoma County. We're talking about in Mendocino County. We're talking about in Yuba County. Here in Northern California, not very far from me. In fact, as I go out the door, it is smoky. It is way smoky here. And that's, of course, by the fire. The valley will be filled with smoke for days now where I live because of these fires. But here's the deal. Let's turn our attention to two things, to both these events. Are they both false flags? That's the question. I want to know. You know, I am demanding answers. I hate it when this happens, don't you? We're getting right back into the Orville Dam mode and the fire situation. You know, it's kind of interesting. When I was up at the Orville Dam, taking pictures of the water level and checking all that stuff, doing some research in July, I went up to the tower, the observation tower, and I was fiddling around. I was going to do a shoot up there. Basically, I was going to hold, get my handheld camera out there, get that camera with little stick that it's held on. And I was sitting there going, oh, wow, okay. And I'm checking it out. I'm getting myself all situated. And I didn't even bother looking at what was actually in the camera finder. And then all of a sudden, it hit me. Wow. I turned around and looked, and I said, oh, my God, there's a big plume of smoke. And it was known as the Wall Fire. And there's a picture of me on the front of Agenda 21 Radio with that smoke that had just developed. About 40 minutes before, it was, there it was. It was a huge... But then I found out there's 22 other fires set in the same time frame as that one. What was going on? Jerry Brown wanted another tax hike, and that's why he was down in the legislature that very day as fires started to rage. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You just never know when things are going to start happening. We're going to be hearing from Tom Reed in the 8 o'clock hour. He lives in Mendocino County. He serves alongside me on the board of NewCaliforniaState.com. So we're going to get a report on what's been going on in Mendocino County. And he is actually the chaplain for one of the fire districts up there. So he's been a busy man. He's got a lot of people staying with him right now because they had to be evacuated. So we're going to be hearing firsthand what is going on. Right now, purportedly, there's 200 people missing from this fire. 200 people missing. So who was Jesus Campos? That's the question, and we're going to be looking into that. Okay, some other big stories that are going on that like to talk about right now, and that is what is going on in the NFL and the advocacy there. We're going to get into, don't worry, we got time to get at the other stories. We're going to get them. What is going on with the NFL? And one of the stories that's a big story, I think it's a very big story, is the NFL breakup within California. Now, there's an interesting story that's going on right now from the Wall Street Journal, and we have it reposted here on Agenda 21 Radio. And it's a great article by Andrew Beaton. And what this is talking about is no one's going to the NFL games in California. And certainly the Anthem thing has a big thing to do with it. The Los Angeles Chargers now, they're having trouble filling a 27,000-seat stadium. Yeah, down in Carson, California. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Yeah. And, of course, the Rams in the Coliseum, which seats about 90,000. No one's going to that. So you got two NFL teams that no one's going to. And, I'm sorry, the third one. Yeah. No one's going. It's culturally, we're being destroyed here. American-style football is being destroyed. I've told you this. This is the jihad going on. And it's not just, you know, it can't blame. You got to blame people like La Raza. You know, and this whole takeover of California by, the Reconquista movement, which we talked about many, many times here on Agenda 21 Radio and the Inside Education Show. Since 2000, we've been talking about this, how they want to retake California and the Southwest. Oh, we're not going to stop at California. Oh, no. We're going to take over the Southwest United States. That's the goal. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'll go back. I'm going to go back in time so I can kind of lay it out for you. What's going on here with American-style football in California, because I think it actually does tell the tale of how this Reconquista movement has been going. And you've heard some of the stuff I'm going to tell you, but I got to lay it out there again because I think it's time we start having the conversation. Yeah, all around the nation, because if it's happening in California, it's going to happen to the rest of the nation. You can be assured of that. Interesting conversation going on in Virginia. You have a debate going on there about keeping your state safe. How you don't want to, how we have a candidate out there for governor. And he's talking about no sanctuary cities will be permitted in Virginia. Good idea. Why? Because you give sanctuary to the criminals. And don't they love it? Yes, they do. This whole notion is a criminal activity. Just ask anybody here in California about sanctuary state status. It's all criminal behavior. Jerry Brown's criminal behavior with Javier Becerra. Oh, yeah. And Kevin De Leon. Oh, yeah. Gee, there's no relationship to any of the clandestine operations of such groups as the cartels. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? And now they're acting in your community. I told you so. It will come to your community, Virginia, if you let it. That's why you've got to make sure you get a governor there that will not permit this type of craziness. You do nothing but aid and abet criminals in a sanctuary state, period. Or a sanctuary city, period. Now, that's just the beginning of all this. But the first time I ever heard about this conquista business was in the 70s. It was interesting because I was a teacher in a classroom. This is how it all started for me, teaching biological sciences. I was a biology teacher. And we had an open school, no fences, nothing like that. Now, I've grown up with the Mexicans in Southern California all my life. They know me as Hueto. I used to go out in the fields, and I used to pick oranges. I did that for 3 summers when I started at 12 years old. Mother needed money, so I was out picking oranges. That's how, 33 cents a crate. And I got to tell you, the men that were there from Mexico at the time, well, you know, they were great. They were great to me. Now, I got to say that. They joked with me. They taught me Spanish. They called me pendejo. They called me hueto and other names. I know some of you might think the same thing if you understand, right? But I was very endeared to them and very thankful for them. And I mean that. They taught me a lot at a young age when I did not have a father. So I have friends, I have relatives that are Mexican descent. So don't go there with me on any of that. I was raised in that environment for years. And I grew up with schools. I still have very good friends that we never even look across the racial or ethnic divide. We're just friends and we love each other. It never comes into our minds. And it never will. Unless somebody wants to plant a seed of racism there. That's just a little strange thing, isn't it? The seed of racism. But, you know, I low rider, I mean, I had friends that they worked on their cars. They were lowriders. I had 56 Chevy with headers, Jardy, all that stuff. And we worked on our cars together at times. Yeah, they were just cars. And we had a bond. But listen, it's kind of interesting. The first day I ever realized, and I understood the gang thing. I you know, didn't have the gang thing going on. I understood that stuff. But when I started teaching, I was in the San Gabriel Valley, and I'll never forget when the gang thing really hit me over the head as a real problem. And that was the day that I was teaching in my class, and I looked at the door of my classroom as I was standing in the front. I looked to my right, and there's a vato loco right there in my doorway, tatted up. He wanted to see his girlfriend. He wanted to see her now. And he signaled for her to get over there. He was treating her like a bee. And I didn't appreciate it much. And I said, no, she's not coming anywhere. And I had to go toe-to-toe with the vato loco. He must have been around 25. She was all of 15. And I stood in the doorway and I said, you're not going anywhere, partner. And boy, that was a tense moment. But it stopped him. But he came back and he beat the hell out of her. Once he got a hold of her, he beat the hell out of her. You know, you learn your lessons, right? That was the beginning of La Raza for me. That's how these people play. And La Raza is all over the United States right now in emblematic form of MS-13. I just thought I'd share that with you. That was the opening salvo about 1975. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Give it out. Hello, cold heart.
of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Talking about La Raza. La Raza. The race. The race. Aslan. Reconquering the Southwest is what we're talking about. I'm telling you some experiences that I've had. Meeting the Vato Loco. Learning about La Raza and the race. He had a big Aslan thing on his chest. Amazing. Didn't know what that meant at the time. I mean, Aslan, what's that? But, you know, I got an education over the next several weeks as some of my teachers and some of my friends started to inform me about this whole Aslan thing. I got fascinated with it. I said, well, that's interesting. Really, so I started learning a lot more about it and got a little bit more involved and understood the communist connections to La Raza, which is deeply seated in communism. They use history as a wedge, by the way. Some of the tools of the totalitarians include history. Yeah, they hearken back to, you know, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo back in 1846. And how, you know, the revolution of 1846, when California and Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and Colorado and Utah and Wyoming all became part of the United States after the war with Mexico. Anybody want to talk about the Alamo? That's the point. So you had these things going on in history. And, of course, you had the activists, the communists in particular. Take a look at Trotsky. Why did he come to Mexico? And then later on, La Raza of the 60s, 1960s, going forward as the race in Mecha, the student version of La Raza in the schools. So it's kind of interesting. Mecha turned out in California schools to be hijacked by the California teachers, actually, who started to form Mecha clubs around California schools as a way, are you ready for this? As a way, stated goal to assimilate the Mexican population with the California population. It was an assimilation tool, Mecha. And, but then there were those Mecha groups that came along later that were a little bit more infected with the communist ideology. And guess what? They started to really convert the students. This has been going on for a long time. But I learned a lot the first time I met my first Vato Loco and the first time I learned about Aztlan. And I was able to see over the years, especially as a teacher in the classroom and the students that I had, the involvement of Mecha, the communist version of Mecha, and La Raza infiltrating our schools. And it came to a head, actually, back in 1991, when I was a high school assistant principal at Esperanza High School in Orange County. And we had a Mecha Club. And that Mecha Club was established by the homeboys, the OGs, of the Atwood gang. When the school was first built, they wanted a Mecha Club. And the goal of the Mecha Club, by the homeboys, by the OGs of the Atwood gang, one of the first gangs in Southern California, might add, the goal was to get their kids, their grandkids and kids, to be assimilated and get them into college. That's what they wanted. They wanted to get them out of the ghetto. That's the way they viewed it. And it worked. It worked brilliantly. It was working very well at Esperanza High School until the day in which I had walked into my office and sitting in that chair in front of my desk was a real homeboy. A real OG. And I was surprised. I'm like, oh, wait a minute here. This looks like that doorway experience from the 70s. And I walk into my office and he goes, are you Mr. Preston? With sort of a death stare. I'm like going, yes, I am. He says, what are you going to do about the two guys who enrolled yesterday? I had no idea what he was talking about. I said, what am I going to do about the two? I said, you know, of course, school of 3,000, you get people coming and going all the time. And I said to him, what are you talking about? He said, there's two guys that enrolled. They don't belong here. I said, really? I had to go and check with the registrar. I figured it out. Two individuals of Hispanic heritage had enrolled with no parents. And I said, oh. I checked into it. I called him and I talked to him about it. And he said, they've been trying to contact my kids in Mecha. Now, what he was tied to Mecha. He was one of the OGs of Atwood. And he said to me, these are communists. And they're trying to infect our kids. And they want them to form gangs. I took it serious. And after further investigation, and he came down one more time, we talked. I talked to the kids, and I talked to my student body kids, and they said the same thing. It's after a period of about 3 or 4 days. Homeboy leaves my room. Lunch is over. I get in my car, and I drive down to Cal State Fullerton. I walk down into the basement of the library. And I go down a hallway that I know very well because I went to Cal State Fullerton, and I walked right into, well, Mecha at Cal State Fullerton. And there in front were flags of communist flags and Mao Zedong, the books of Mao, the whole thing that all the Che Guevara, all the communist stuff And I walked in, and there's a guy leaning up against the desk, and he's talking on the phone, and he sees me walk in. I've got a suit on. I'm just not your normal communist sympathizer, right? He hangs up the phone, and I said these words to him. I said, "You need to get him out of the school now." That's what I told him. He looked at me, and I said, "I'm Paul Preston from Esperanza, and you need to get him out now." And he looked at me, and I said, "Or the homeboys are going to take care of it for you." And, you know, by the time I drove back to school, which is about 20 minutes, they had been they just left. And they never returned. And our kids stayed with the whole Mecha thing, as we knew it, as an assimilation thing. They were there to stir up trouble, to be planted in the schools. This is, goes back to 1991. So don't tell me this is a recent phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen. You people in Virginia, you people in North Carolina and South Carolina and Georgia and New York and New Jersey that I talked to in 1991, shame on you. You told me, you called me, and you told me you didn't have a problem with gangs. Now, if I could say it on the air, I would, but BS. You were in denial then. And like Virginia today, some of you got some candidates that are in total denial today. They are there to take over your state. Look at California. They don't just want Aslan. No. They want to work with Canadians that don't like America. They want to sandwich us in between and take us over, period, as a country. That's what they're here for. What do you think MS-13 came across the border? Facilitated by President Barack Hussein Obama, right? All those young kids. You know, we have talked about what MS-13 does. They train young children to be killers. Vicious killers. And they are. And they're here in this country. Why do you think thousands of them came across from Salvador to Texas, to California, to Virginia, to Chicago, to New York? They're operational, guys. And we just saw it in Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're going to be talking to Tom Reed. He's a resident of Mendocino County. He's going to be on with us in the next hour talking about what's going on with the fires up there in Mendocino County. And he's got some stories to talk about. Right now we are estimating, and I'm looking at sources, what I'm hearing. Excuse me, there's smoke in the room. Not really. There's actual smoke outside the studio. There's no question about it from these fires because we're very close to the fire zones. We're hearing that right now, currently, there are 200 still missing approximately. Overnight, there were anywhere between 40 and 50 people that were accounted for. So those numbers of between 240 and 250 have come down. But again, we just hope that everybody's been accounted for. I know that Tom actually was telling me between sets here that he's got several people that he's taken in that are evacuated. Don't know if they're going to be able to go back home or not, which is the case in here in Yuba County, not far from me. I'm in Sutter County, California. Yuba County was declared a disaster area by the president. So, Jerry Brown did too. Really, I really wondered who possibly could have started these. We know that it wasn't God. At least we know that God didn't start them all. That's you think I'm kidding? Do you think I'm kidding? Anyway, that's just kind of the way it's been going. So we're looking to see if that in fact is actually going on. Okay, a little side story now we've got going on. Goodwill punting. This is about Harvey Weinstein. And again, a cultural thing happening. We don't want to, of course, be distracted by other stories when you have Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle Obama and Bill being implicated with Harvey Weinstein. Oh, my God. Harvey Weinstein, the big mogul, movie mogul, who, of course, just got fired from his own company because of why? Sexual harassment. Boy, what a... I'm telling you, what a absolute amazing situation has developed with this. Here's a guy who's just been all over the movie business. And everybody's known about this guy being the type of person that he is, a predator, so to speak. But nothing's happened to him. No. He's one of the untouchables, right? I was taught something way back in the day when I took courses from actually the LA Police Department Crimes Against Children's Task Force. And they told me there's some things that happen in these investigations of child molestation, and they're very difficult cases. I can tell you that. They emphasize it's just difficult. But one of the things they said, once they get going, once they get rolling, you know, they move quietly. It's just like a virus being spread, so to speak. So the perps, you know, they move quietly because they don't want to, you know, the perps to become aware of it, because these things are a long chain of events and people. That's why when you do these things, and I've had to testify in child molestation cases and things like that, you'd be surprised at the number of people that can be affected by one predator. I mean, that's really what it is. So these things are all kept on the down low, investigations and arrests even. You won't know about it. It's kind of quiet until you get to the higher hanging fruit. That's the way they work. Now, and again, I get this all the time. Why didn't we do something about it? Well, you just don't know when you are doing something about it, or they are doing something about it. And they seem to be doing something about, yes, the information on Anthony Weiner's. Yeah, Anthony Weiner's computer. Remember all that stuff? Yeah. And it's led to a whole bunch of things about pedophile rings and things, which are real, by the way. They are definitely real. These predacious people set up these pedophile rings, and they actually travel to other countries on sex things. I mean, I don't want to get into that. But there are those that are right in front of your face, you don't realize it until something happens, and then all of a sudden the significance. That's why I said times I've had to testify, you know, one time I walked into a room to give a deposition, I couldn't believe the number of victims that were there to testify. Over 30 young ladies. And, you know, yeah, it's stunned. But that's the way it goes. So now you have a situation where you got Harvey exposed. And guess what? Hello. Harvey has been, he's now the result of an investigation, I suspect, where the officials have gone in. Well, I shouldn't say, I don't know this for sure, but I'm just suspicious that maybe some low-hanging fruit has been picked from this tree of lust. And now, you have other people speaking up. Names, the names start to roll out now. Here we have one, Ben Affleck. This is in the New York Times. I mean, why is the Times turning against the left? Turning against Hollywood. In a sign of the controversy over producer Harvey Weinstein that could engulf other people in the film industry, the actress Rosie McGowan accused Ben Affleck of lying on Tuesday about his knowledge of Mr. Weinstein's alleged sexual harassment and assaults of women. Oh, boy. Ms. McGowan, in a tweet and a subsequent email exchange with the New York Times on Tuesday night, said she had told Mr. Affleck and Mr. Weinstein, or that Mr. Weinstein had behaved inappropriately with her. Now, this seems a little minor right now, but I can tell you it's being investigated somewhere. That's just me. It's just what I know. So let's see if Ben Affleck is becoming one of the bigger fruits on the tree, so to speak. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, I have to go on record here because we checked back with Drudge just to, and this is no joke, just within the break, after my little thing about the low-hanging fruit, Ben Affleck, listen, it's in red. You can go there right now and see it. But I swear, I'm taking a, let's see if I'm going to do this right now. See if you can actually hear this play out here. Here you go. There you go. I took a screenshot of it. I can't believe this. It says, Ben Affleck accused of groping actress. I'm serious. This just happened. It's in red. What is this? Daily Beast? Oh, no. This is the Daily Beast. Low-hanging fruit and Daily Beast. What are we saying here? It says, the pressure building on Ben Affleck over Harvey Weinstein's Hollywood sexual predation scandal exploded this morning after the actress Hillary Burton claimed she was groped by the actor during his appearance on MTV's Total Request Live, which she was then hosting back in 2003. All right, well, time out. I am serious. I took a screenshot. It just happened. I don't know what is going on to you. It's the low-hanging fruit. Anyway, American exceptionalism is coming to the fore, don't you think? It's got to start at home, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also remember, newcaliforniastate.com. Go to that. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans. Yeah.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.